Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well, and welcome back to episode 4 of the Jordan Teresa podcast. I'm sweating. There is another heat wave in the UK at the moment. It's going to be 30 degrees all week. Anyone that fancies me, this is some good fan service. I'm filming this in my underwear right now, so take with that what you will. It's absolutely boiling. My Sula is coming in full force, and I've got a full face of makeup on because I'm actually going for a bottomless brunch in 45 minutes, so I have 45 minutes to film this episode. And bear in mind, I filmed this on the Tuesday that I'm supposed to upload it, so let's see what happens with that. I guess, I mean, maybe I shouldn't set myself such a strict like routine of new episodes every Tuesday, because I forget that like most people who I know who are doing podcasts actually like are sort of partnered with companies, so I'm pretty sure they don't even have to edit it themselves. They literally just record it and send it off, and the rest gets sorted for them. Not saying that that's easy or anything, because obviously they take a cut, etc. But like, I keep thinking that I have all this time in the world, and the next thing you know, a week flies by and I'm like, oh, I have to film a new podcast episode. So this week is a little bit of a random one. I'm literally just going to sit down and chat. I haven't got anything sort of specific to talk about, really. Obviously, I've made some notes of things that I want to talk about, but it's not a particular subject. So I thought like 1 week on, 1 week off, we could do one chatty one, and then one, which is going to be one, and then another one, which is going to be like more like, more chatty. I've lost my train of thought already. It's way too early to be filming a podcast. It's 11:47, but I usually wake up quite late, not going to lie. I'm actually using my brand new headphones to record this podcast. I finally decided to invest in some new headphones because I've been using these plasticky pink ones from Amazon for the past 6 months. And I don't know whether it's because I've got a fat head or something, but literally I wear them for more than an hour and my ears begin to ache. And I like extend it and everything, like, you know, when you can extend headphones. They're just really, really tight. And I bought these because I really wanted, oh guys, I really, really wanted those Apple AirPod Maxes. I thought they were going to be, because I've seen everyone wearing them and I think that they are so cute. Like, I think that they, like, I love overhead headphones with like a cute outfit. Like, I think it's actually a serve. So I was like, oh my gosh, these are so cute. They're going to be about what, £200-300? £500. £500 I couldn't believe my eyes, because even though, you know, with my job I'd actually be able to write off headphones as a business expense, so I guess I'd technically save a little bit of money because I wouldn't have to take it out of my taxed income. But £500, what? I couldn't even justify it, because the thought of someone, me just being able to walk down the street and someone literally just snatching my headphones off my head, and then I've lost £500. I can't just walk around with £500 on my head. Like, it's just, no, I still can't justify it. That's the price of a Dyson Airwrap, you guys. And I really, really want one of those. That's going to be the next big purchase I make, because I very, very rarely make big purchases. Like, I'm not going to lie, guys, I'm like so cheap and tight. Like, I don't like spending money because obviously I'm self-employed, and I just have a lot of anxiety with money, so I hate spending money. So I haven't made a really, really big purchase in such a long time. I've never bought anything designer or anything like that, but I really, really, really want a Dyson Airwrap. So I think after I move, because the next big things I'm going to buy is like furniture, because I'm moving in less than a month. Oh my gosh, I'm moving in less than a month, and I'm actually moving. I've lost 24. Oh yeah, I'm actually moving into an unfurnished flat. So I have to spend probably about £3,000-3,500 just on furniture. So yeah, I can't do my big purchase yet, but I think around Christmas time, maybe as a Christmas present to myself. And also like the ad revenue is better at Christmas and there's more sponsors at Christmas. Maybe I'll trick myself to a Dyson Airwrap. Oh my gosh, the thought is literally so exciting. I literally got my hair done yesterday, you guys, and I'm feeling so much better. For the past couple of weeks, I've been in like just the biggest, just not even necessarily like sad or depressed or anything like that, but I've just been in a little bit of a slump. Like, I'm just feeling a bit meh, you know. I think it's because I'm sort of in between that phase of I'm going to move in less than a month, so I have no motivation to properly clean my flat. Like, obviously I keep it tidy. It looks like a bomb has gone off in my flat, but like I usually try to keep it tidy, but like, I just don't have any motivation. The only thing I really have motivation for at the moment is work. Like, I don't even have my, and even then I'm still struggling. I don't even have motivation to go out and like do stuff. Like, I'm just in such a, oh my God, there's a dragonfly outside my window. I'm just in like such a slump, like such a meh mood. But I did get my hair done yesterday. I got the same ginger, but I got some blonde highlights put in it. It's very like Ginger Spice Y2K, but not a TERF. You know, Ginger Spice is a TERF, you guys. I mean, that doesn't really surprise me. She's always been a bit of a Tory, but yeah. And after I got my hair done, I actually have a new lease of life. Like, I did my makeup today, and usually I literally have full blown tantrums when I'm doing my makeup because I'm like, I'm so ugly. I'm the ugliest person alive. But I was actually in like a pretty, like, I messed up my eyeliner a bit, but I was like, it's not the end of the world. I have amazing hair. So I'm very, very happy with all of that. So just get it started, get the ball rolling. What TV shows am I watching at the moment? Obviously I'm still watching The Boys. I'm so sorry if none of you guys watch The Boys, because I am literally so, so obsessed. Both Huey and Billy are literally most annoying people on the planet. I used to think that Billy was really hot, completely gone off him now because he's literally so, so annoying. Obviously I hate like Homelander and Stormfront way more, but, and The Deep as well. But the Deep's character is so good because he's so pathetic. Like, he, that man is truly, truly getting his comeuppance. Like, I actually hate him. But basically, I really, really recommend it. Like, it's really good. I wasn't expecting it. The show is just so, so good. The last episode of season 2 was so fucking good. Highly, highly recommend. Obviously, I watched Love Island at my... Sorry, you guys. Am I happy with the winners? Of course I am. I am part of the Ekin-Su nation. I literally love Ekin-Su so much. Davide, meh. But like, Ekin-Su, that's my babes. That's my hun. She is my Princess Diana. She is actually a visionary. So happy that she won. Luca and Gemma came second. What? What? You know what? I haven't got time to talk about it. It's really weird. I wrote in my TV shows I'm watching, The Boys, Rick and Morty, which I've also been watching, but Rick and Morty is one of those things where I stopped watching it for a really long time because it's one of those things where the fandom, I haven't said that word in a really long time, the fandom has really ruined, the fandom has really ruined the show. Like, why are Rick and Morty fans so cringy? I know I'm going to sound like a hater, but if you were there back in 2018 when everyone was making jokes about Pickle Rick, then you would understand. Like, that episode was kind of funny, like, definitely not one of the best, but then people would not shut the fuck up about it. And now I hate that episode. Now I can never watch it again. Also, people that have really weird fans, Stranger Things, but not Stranger Things as a whole, that character Eddie. I didn't actually finish watching season 4 because all those episodes with Eleven and Papa were really boring me. But I did actually like the rest of it. But that Eddie guy, I mean, he's good looking, I guess. He's not really my type, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not really into the super long hair, and also I think that his character is super cringy. But literally, his fans are, oh, I saw this TikTok that was like debating whether Eddie Munson would be a dream stan. What is going on? If Eddie Munson was alive, he'd be about 50. He wouldn't even know how to use the internet. Also, I didn't even know who Dream is. I mean, I know who he is, but I don't, does he play games? Am I old? But yeah, and then there's like that Hellfire Club t-shirt, which everyone is saying is the 2022 equivalent of the Normal People Scare Me t-shirt. Which is so true. Oh my gosh, it's so true. Song I'm listening to, oh my gosh, guys, I completely forgot how good Arctic Monkeys are. Like, I've been listening to Sun Goes Down, is that what it's called? If it's called something else, I don't care. Yeah, I've been listening to that song. Amazing song. Like, I was listening to it on repeat on my way back from the hairdresser yesterday, and I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking good. Like, I actually completely forgot how good their music is, especially their old stuff. Not to sound like an Arctic Monkeys purist, because I actually discovered their music through AM, because basically, guys, I was there when AM was released. I was 15 or 16, and I was literally like in the, like, guys, you just had to be there, like, It was in the Tumblr, like, soft grunge era, like American Apparel tennis skirts, Doc Martens, smoking cigarettes was really, really cool. Oh my gosh, I got a hate comment the other day about the fact that I smoke. First of all, I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore. I say this after I cough. Can I have some water? I think my throat's... Are you tired? 1 second, you guys. Okay, that sounded like such a lie, but I don't actually smoke anymore. I haven't smoked cigarettes probably since the winter, to be honest. I don't like the taste of them anymore. I used to smoke menthol cigarettes. And basically, the UK have banned menthol cigarettes, which obviously I don't advocate for smoking, blah, 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 blah. But that is actually really, really depressing. And I did find these like flavor cards, which I could put in cigarettes for a while, but it just wasn't hitting the same. So I do vape now. I don't vape like regularly though. Like, I'm really lucky that I just don't have an addictive personality. So like, I have lost my vape, haven't had it for 5 days, and I'm fine. So I sort of just vape out of like recreation. As you can tell, I'm absolutely fine. I promise, guys, I just have a bit of phlegm stuck in my throat. TMI, but I do. So I don't smoke anymore, but basically with my Love Island video, there was a clip of me and Lem doing like a Love Island monologue, and it was like last year, and both of us were smoking cigarettes. And I got like a comment that was like, oh my God, you smoke cigarettes? Ick. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, do people hate smoking now? Like, is that the thing? Like, back when I was in bloody year 11, smoking was fucking cool, okay? Back in my day, not everyone smoked. I remember I actually started smoking when I was 15, which is really, really bad, actually. I did quit for a year, and then I started smoking again, but I started smoking up. My job actually really, really stressed me out, like, when I worked at Starbucks and when I worked at... when I was a beautician, it was just so stressful. So I used to smoke on my breaks and on my lunch and stuff. But yeah, no, I don't smoke anymore. Cheery for me. I occasionally vape. My favorite vape is the guava one, the guava or the apple peach. Those are really good. Is this bad that I'm talking about vaping? I don't know. I want to keep it real with you guys. Anyways, and I've back on to Arctic Monkeys. Arctic Monkey, it was literally amazing. You had to be there. And I discovered their music through AM. And I remember at that time, there were so many tweets going around. Literally, obviously, it's blokes. Obviously, it's weird men who can't handle the fact that women actually like the same thing that they do and would complain about the fact that so many Arctic Monkeys fans nowadays only discovered their music through AM. It's not even their best album. Is it their best album? No, it's not. I actually think Favourite Worst Nightmare is their best album. But actually, no, I'd probably say it's probably one of their best, actually. AM is a fucking good album. Like, it's one of the only albums that I know that doesn't have any skips. Like, it's so, so fucking good. And it was so for the time. It was so unmatched, you guys. And then obviously a bunch of teenage girls started getting into it because it was a little bit more, I guess, mainstream. I still don't think it was super mainstream, but it was a little bit more mainstream. I just think a lot of teenage girls liked it because it was fucking good. And also Alex Turner is a bit of a sort, so like it was kind of just inevitable. And all these fucking men, so many teenage girls are trying to get Arctic Monkey tickets. Oh my God, actually fucking do one. Like, who cares? What, do you not feel special and unique anymore because an already mainstream and popular band are now even more mainstream and popular? Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. Why am I always fuming on this podcast? Oh my God. I'm literally always constantly angry. And the book I'm reading. So as I said last week, I'm not reading anything. And I'm sure you guys were expecting me to start reading something really intellectual. No. The book I'm currently reading is After by Anna Todd. And let me explain myself. So I am making an entire video on a deep dive of After, like the book, the movies, the author, all of that stuff. And as part of it, I have to read After. So I keep reading Wattpad on the tube and hoping that people know around me, oh, she must be a social commentary YouTuber that's making a video essay about After. Not that I am reading it out of recreation on the tube. Not that there's anything wrong with it if you do. But I don't want people thinking that I'm reading Wattpad at the ripe old age of 23. But yeah, I've been reading it. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm so shocked that it got published. Like, no offense to Anna Todd. I don't know, I guess it's good that she, you know, I don't think fan fiction's a bad thing at all. I used to read fan fiction when I was younger, and there are actually some really, really good fan fictions out there. But obviously Wattpad, it's like that certain brand of fan fiction that's like, YN throws her mousy brown hair into a messy bun and their tongues battle for dominance. Like, you know, it's that kind of thing. Oh my God, the way that my skin is crawling right now after I said their tongues battled for dominance. Guys, it was so, so hard if you were a fanfiction reader back in 2014. Like, it was actually the pits of hell. And basically, it's just structured exactly like a fanfiction. Like, obviously, it was updated as it went. There are over 100 chapters, but luckily, the chapters are very, very short. Very, very short, in fact. But, like, it's just so funny because she does just describe the most mediocre things going on in her day in such detail, because that's what fanfictions are like. But yeah, that's what I've been reading. So it's not good for me right now. It's really, really not. I really, really want to get back into reading some books, but I'm just struggling to concentrate. If anyone has any ideas, any recommendations of how to concentrate a little bit more when reading, that would really, really help me out. I actually have like 20 minutes to finish this podcast, because did I say earlier that I'm going out for a bottomless brunch? I think I did. And I've actually got a really cute outfit to wear, you guys. I ordered this t-shirt, a custom t-shirt, which says I Heart Dilfs. Did I lie? No, I didn't. I'm so obsessed with it. Oh my gosh, it's too hot and my Sula is coming out of full force. So I had a couple of things I want to talk about. It's mostly TikTok drama. I know, I'm a TikTok drama channel. I know. Basically, it's one of the only apps that I use. And also, no, to be fair, I do actually use Instagram and Twitter. I use Twitter a lot, actually. I don't really use Instagram all that much, but obviously feel free to follow me anyway, Jordan A. Teresa, at Jordan A. Teresa. But basically, sort of TikTok is such a big app that it just floods into Twitter, doesn't it? And people often talk about TikTok drama on Twitter. And as much as I love TikTok, guys, oh my God, my TikToks have been doing numbers recently. I'm absolutely shocked. I've only posted, like, I don't post on TikTok consistently, but I posted one about Riley Reid and the fact that men hate sex workers and whatever. I posted another one about like my growth on YouTube to that I Hate the New Kanye, that song. And then I posted one about, I've never watched Heartstopper before, nor have I read the books. But basically, there's these audios going around on TikTok, and the girl sounds like, I wish I was best friends with Charlie. You know that girl? I did an impression. Guys, it has like 150,000 likes. I actually can't believe it. And then the one before that I did about, there's this mother and daughter on TikTok called Moon and Rue, and she makes these videos about baby-led weaning, and do I want kids? No, I do not. Do I have a child? Also not. But do I know absolutely everything there is to know about baby-led weaning? Yes, I do. And it's all, like, I'm so excited to see what baby Rue is eating during the day, and I made a TikTok about that, and it got like 30,000 likes, so at least it's like a universal experience. But yeah, but as much as I enjoy TikTok, I do really, really miss, like, YouTube before TikTok came around, because, like, as much as the long form content is truly popping on this app, like, the video essay girlies are absolutely killing it, but I just miss when YouTube was just saturated with so much good content. I feel like now so many, especially sort of beauty, fashion and lifestyle creators, have moved over to TikTok, which is understandable because that's where the followers are, that's probably where the money is, like, and like the engagement just isn't as good on YouTube. But like, I don't know, I just really, really miss old YouTube sometimes. Like, I feel very nostalgic over it. Sometimes I watch old videos from like 2018 just to feel something. But I do have a couple of TikTok dramas to talk about today. The first one is The Pink Sauce. Guys, I am so invested in this ridiculous drama. So it's so, so stupid. It's actually quite serious. But let me, just in case you guys don't know what The Pink Sauce is, which I'd be really surprised if you didn't, because it has been all over TikTok and especially Twitter. So basically, this user, I'm not going to name her actually, but basically this girl who is like a TikTok chef made this sauce called the Pink Sauce. And it's just as you described it. It's a pink sauce. It looks just like Pepto Bismol, to be honest. And you know, she makes it, and she's never described the flavor before. Like, she says, like, I don't know if she said the flavor is indescribable or whether she's just always avoided describing the flavor. But basically, I'm going to give you guys a second to guess in your head how much a bottle of pink sauce costs. It's a normal sort of size bottle. To guess how much this sauce costs. It costs $20. $20. I cannot think of a sauce which I would pay $20 for ever. So already the sauce is $20. And already people were sort of side-eyeing it a little bit, because first of all, in all of the pictures and videos of what she made and what other people would make and she would repost, the sauce was always a different shade of pink, which obviously is a bit weird, because if you are producing a sauce and using the same ingredients every single time, it should be the same color every single time. Like, it's not just like a little range in shade. Like, it would go from, I read an article, like, it would literally go from like millennial baby pink, like glossier pink, to hot Barbie pink. So already people are a little bit like, this is weird. And then people noticed that the sauce contained no preservatives. Basically, apparently it had a false nutritional label. I don't know much about this, but apparently the nutritional label that she put on it wasn't actually correct, because it said that it had 444 servings in one bottle. So already people were like, oh, I think the ingredients, it just wasn't adding up. And the sauce contains no preservatives, which I'm sure you guys understand what preservatives are about. Basically, all foods contain preservatives apart from fresh food. And like, even bottles of water contain preservatives to stop it from going moldy. So the sauce contained no preservatives. And on top of that, she was shipping it out in like paper bags, like completely in paper bags without any refrigeration. And a lot of the time they would leak and explode, which is one thing. But imagine a sauce being within the US Postal Service for, let's say shipped it first class. I don't know how it works in America, but let's say she shipped it next day first class. Let's say it gets to you in 2 days. Imagine an unfrigerated sauce with no preservatives knocking around a hot postal office and delivery vans and delivery drivers for 2 days. You would actually get a parasite. You would actually get a stomach parasite. So already people were like, oh my God, what the fuck, this is so bad. And apparently, I don't know how true this is, because I only saw a post on Reddit, and it wasn't even like I saw the post on Reddit. I saw one of those Reddit posts where they've reposted onto TikTok over the subway surface. I love those, by the way. I literally eat them up every single time. Sometimes, again, maybe I feel like I'm the Homer Simpson thing, where, you know, where it zooms in on his head and there's just a monkey clapping in his head. Sometimes I just watch the subway surfing. I don't know, it's like it has me in a trance. But anyway, so the post sounded like this. It was like, my daughter has ordered a mysterious pink sauce online. Now she is in hospital. So obviously I don't know like how real it is. Like, anyone could have posted that on Reddit, but apparently people were actually getting sick from eating this unrefrigerated, unpreserved pink sauce. And I'm not laughing because, like, maybe they ordered it thinking it would be fine because they trusted the person, because they thought, if I order a sauce online, surely it would be the same as ordering, you know, a bottle of tomato ketchup on Amazon. Like, I kind of understand people not doing their research, because I guess you're just more likely to trust things online. But also, if you didn't even think that your sauce is arriving in a paper bag and has no preservatives in it and you still ate it anyway, I don't know what to say to you. So for a while, she wasn't really revealing the ingredients list or what it tasted like. But now we have found out that it contains dragon fruit, sunflower seed oil, honey, chili, and garlic, which, again, I'm not that fussed about. I saw this really interesting tweet that was like, maybe the pink sauce blew up so much because there has not been a big sauce craze in a really, really long time. And I don't know. I don't know how much I agree with it because, I don't know, I guess pink sauce discourse is kind of making my brain rot. But, like, also, I kind of understand because, like, I saw a thing that was, like, the only recent big sauce was, like, sriracha, and that was, like, in 2015. We're missing a new flavor, a new sauce. And the pink sauce was that for some people. But also, it gave a lot of people food poisoning. And that is really, really bad. So, anyone that ate the pink sauce, I'm so sorry. I hope you're okay. Oh my God, I almost forgot. She then, like, addressed the controversies. I think she did, like, an Instagram Live or something addressing the controversies where everyone said, like, you have to get this FDA approved because it's food. And obviously in America, they have the FDA, blah, blah, blah. And she was saying, like, it doesn't need to be FDA approved because we're not selling a medical product. So yeah, don't buy the pink sauce. I mean, apart from he's tempted to buy the pink sauce and try it, but also, oh my God, imagine the unpreserved, unrefrigerated pink sauce flying overseas. No, it'd be so bad. It'd probably arrive congealed. I hate that word, congealed. Blah. Which I feel like is a more unique one. You know when people be like, oh my God, I hate the word moist. And it's like, you really thought you did something. Everyone hates the word moist. You're not special. That was so mean. But you know what I mean? I heard that somewhere on TikTok. That was not my idea. I heard someone say that on TikTok that was like, you aren't unique if you hate the word moist. Everyone hates the word moist. And I'm like, that's really true. Because I think I used to be that person when I was like 16. I used to hate the word flan as well. Blech. And also, like, I don't like words related to genitalia that much, but I feel like everyone else feels the same way. Like scrotum, that is a horrifying word, but also it's the perfect word to describe a set of balls. Like, yes, that's a scrotum, like nothing. I'm getting delirious. I haven't eaten anything all day. And the next bit of TikTok drama I'm going to talk about, sorry, again, here I am reporting TikTok drama. This feels like, have you guys seen that TikTok that's like, oh my God, you guys, breaking news, Lil Huddy just unfollowed Charli D'Amelio on Instagram. And it's literally like these 30-year-olds reporting on teenagers unfollowing each other on TikTok and Instagram. I'm sorry, I don't care. like what? Lil Huddy unfollowed Charli D'Amelio on Instagram? Are you fucking joking? Are you being fucking serious? What the fuck? But yeah, that's literally me right now. I am no better than them. But no, the next thing is actually really interesting. It's the unlicensed Bridgerton musical drama. Guys, I am invested. So basically, if you don't know, back in 2020 when Bridgerton was released on Netflix, which if you don't know what Bridgerton is, it's basically like this, it's about like high society and like, I don't know, like the 18 or 1900s. And everyone's super posh, but also the colour palette's really colourful. I never watched the first season because apparently the first season was really, really bad. Oh yeah, and it's full of shagging. It's full of sucking and fucking. And which is why most people were watching it in the first season, apparently. I never watched the first season, but I watched the second one. And the second season was so fucking good. It was so good. The actors had such good chemistry. Like, and like the pining was making me want to die. Like, it was so slow burn, YN, enemies to lovers fan fiction. Like, oh my God, it was literally feeding 16-year-old me's soul. So basically when Bridgerton was a massive hit in 2020, these two people called Abigail Bardo and Emily Bear in 2020 basically released a load of like Bridgerton inspired songs and released them onto TikTok, and they were super, super viral. Even Netflix reposted the video on Twitter, and it was really, really big. And they actually ended up releasing an album called The Unofficial Bridgerton Musical, and it won Best Musical Theatre Album at the Grammys. So like, this was big. And I don't really know how it worked with the licensing with the album. Like, did they get Netflix's permission? Did Netflix take a cut? Like, I don't really know how it worked. But basically, in 2022, they announced that they would be holding a live concert of the album in the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And basically, Netflix has filed a lawsuit against both of them because, according to Netflix's statement, which, fuck, I need to get that up on my phone. Netflix released a statement saying, Netflix supports fan-generated content, but Barlow and Bear have taken this many steps further, seeking to create multiple revenue streams for themselves without formal permission to utilize the Bridgerton IP. We've tried hard to work with Barlow and Bear, and they have refused to cooperate. The creators, cast, writers, and crew have poured their hearts and souls into Bridgerton, and we're taking action to protect their rights. So, it sounds like that they've never, ever asked or tried to get any sort of licensing for using the Bridgerton name for their album or for the concert. So maybe Netflix thought with the album, again, I could be wrong, never thought the album, or whatever, we'll just let it slide. And then they keep basically pushing their luck. And it's clear, obviously, I could be wrong, but if Netflix have said that they have tried to work with them, Apollo and Bear have refused to take out a license, because basically if you wanted a license, I'm pretty sure how it works is you'd have to give them a cut. And I guess they don't really want to do that. And I see a lot of people like siding with Barlow and Bear, saying like, oh, well, they praised them when they first released it and now they're suing them. Yeah, because they're making money from it. Like, I feel like I am the only person who is like on Netflix's side. And I never thought I'd say that, because Netflix is a really fucking shitty company. And I'm not like on the side of Netflix. I'm more on sort of on the side of people who have worked their ass off on Bridgerton to now have these two girls who, look, nothing wrong with fan-made content. I don't even necessarily disagree with people making a bit of money from fan-made content, especially like if a fan fiction writer, for example, wrote a Harry Potter fan fiction and put like a little link to her PayPal so you could sort of send her money completely unrelated to the fan fiction, if you know what I mean. Like, what would she make? Maybe if it was a really popular fanfiction, maybe she'd get like, what, 500 quid a month from that? Compared to JK Rowling's massive net worth, and also the fact that JK Rowling is a fucking cunt, then I don't think it's a big deal. But I think when you're doing something as big as like you won a Grammy and then you're holding live concerts and making so much profit from work which isn't all yours, especially when you could have easily gotten a license, I'm sure maybe the percentages were really, really unfair and that's why they withstood getting a license. Like, obviously I don't know the full story and I'm not sure whether Barlow and Bear have released a statement. Let me know if I'm wrong, guys. But like, you can't just be making money off other people's work. Like, it doesn't work like that. You can't do that. Like, it's not fair, because they refuse to obtain a license. And I just think it's so weird. Again, maybe there's something more to it, because this does just feel a little bit weird. But I am surprised the amount of people who are just immediately like, oh my God, Netflix are hypocrites. Da, 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 da. Like, do you know how licensing and copyright works? But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, guys, this is kind of the end of the episode. Sorry, this ended really abruptly. Sorry it's a little bit of a shorter one. This is a little bit unplanned. I keep forgetting how fast weeks go. But if you did enjoy it, make sure you give me a rating on Spotify or Apple Music, and give me a little like, leave a little comment if you're listening to this on YouTube. And I will see you guys next week for another episode. Bye!